welcome to iFormRx podcast, where we explore the evidence that matters to ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iFormRx, and today we're going to be talking about the treatment of dyslipidemia, specifically the use of statin therapy for primary prevention in older adults. Now, there's strong and consistent evidence that statin therapy reduces cardiovascular events and mortality in several high-risk populations, particularly in patients with atherosclerotic disease and those with diabetes. Now, it's a slightly different story when statins are used for primary prevention, as there are several patient populations where the evidence is a bit murky and statin use remains controversial, including older adults, specifically those over the age of 75 years. Now, a recent post hoc analysis of the ALLHAT lipid lowering trial, or the ALLHAT LLT, suggests that statin therapy has little or no benefit in older adults and may actually be harmful. Now, since statin therapy is so commonly used in older adults, and because the ALLHAT trial was one of the largest trials ever conducted, I think it's important we critically analyze this study to determine if it should change current practice. Well, joining me today to talk about this study is Dr. Leo Buckley. Dr. Buckley is a clinical pharmacy specialist at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Buckley, along with his co-author, Dr. Dave Dixon from the Virginia Commonwealth University, wrote a commentary for iFormRx entitled, Are Statins All That for Primary Prevention in Older Adults? A Second Look at ALLHAT LLT. Well, Leo, thanks for joining me today for the iFormRx podcast.
Hi, Stuart. Glad to be here.
So, Leo, if you had to briefly summarize in just a few sentences the study entitled Effect of Statin Treatment versus Usual Care on Primary Cardiovascular Prevention Among Older Adults, the ALLHAT LLT Randomized Clinical Trial, which was published in the July issue of JAMA Internal Medicine, to someone who hasn't read that paper, what would you say?
Stuart, this is a very interesting study that addressed the important issue of statin therapy in older adults. This study was a post hoc subgroup analysis of the ALLHAT LLT parent trial. The authors here identified the subgroup of older ALLHAT LLT subjects, specifically those aged 65 years or older, who were free from established cardiovascular disease at baseline. Within this cohort, they compared the effects of pravastatin and usual care on several cardiovascular and non-cardiovascular outcomes and used statistical adjustments to account for possible confounders. After identification of their final cohort, the mean age was 69 years and the mean LDL cholesterol was 148 milligrams per deciliter. Patients in this cohort were followed up for a mean of 4.5 years. Overall, the authors did not find any significant differences between pravastatin and usual care with respect to any of the endpoints in this older primary prevention subgroup of ALLHAT LLT. This finding was consistent with the results of the overall parent trial, which was neutral. The authors dug into the data a little bit deeper, and they found a trend towards lower incidence of fatal and non-fatal myocardial infarction in the pravastatin arm. They also found an interesting trend towards increased cardiovascular and non-cardiovascular mortality in the pravastatin arm. However, both of these findings did not achieve statistical significance.
So you indicate this study was a post hoc secondary analysis. Tell us a little bit about the original study. Our listeners may not be familiar with the ALLHAT LLT study. And then tell us about what concerns you have regarding this post hoc analysis. Are there any major sources of bias, confounders, or other threats to the internal validity to the study?
Certainly. I'll start with an overview of the ALLHAT LLT study. The ALLHAT LLT study randomized subjects with hypertension, dyslipidemia, and at least one other cardiovascular risk factor to receive either open-label pravastatin or usual care. Approximately 15% of the subjects enrolled had coronary heart disease at baseline. After 6 years, there was no significant difference in the primary endpoint of all-cause mortality or in any of the secondary cardiovascular endpoints between the open-label pravastatin and usual care arms. In a subgroup analysis, the results were not influenced by the presence or absence of coronary heart disease at baseline. I would also like to note that the decrease in LDL cholesterol in the usual care patients was greater than expected due to crossover into the statin arm. This may have perhaps diluted any possible benefits associated with pravastatin. Regarding any potential sources of bias, confounders, etc., in this particular post-hoc analysis of ALLHAT-LLT, there are several important limitations that I think should be noted. Specifically, the subgroup analysis is heavily influenced by the neutral results of the parent trial, as would be expected. Like the parent trial, the difference in achieved LDL cholesterol between the pravastatin and usual care arm was minimal, approximately 109 milligrams per deciliter for pravastatin and 129 milligrams per deciliter for usual care. I would also like to just mention the author's interpretation of the overall results. The authors pay close attention to a trend towards increased mortality in the subgroup of adults 75 years or older. I don't believe that this level of attention is warranted based upon my own interpretation of the data.
Leo, older adults are commonly prescribed statins, and I don't think there's any doubt that older adults benefit from statin therapy for the secondary prevention of cardiovascular events. That is to say, an older adult who's had an MI or an ischemic stroke would benefit from statin therapy, similar to younger adults. But what about the use of statins for the primary prevention of cardiovascular events in older adults? When would you recommend a statin for primary prevention in an older adult? What evidence is available in this population? And how does this study compare to other published reports in older adults? Does this study actually bring any clarity or just make things more confusing?
I would recommend a statin to all older patients, not necessarily saying that they should or should not take it. I just think it should be considered. I am confident that statins work in older adults in the sense that they prevent plaque development or progression. I don't believe that older coronary arteries are resistant to these beneficial effects. I think the question here for older adults is whether the clinical benefit of preventing this plaque development or progression are likely to be realized during their lifetime. And if they are likely to be realized during their lifetime, is the statin therapy worthwhile from a risk-benefit perspective? Older adults should consider competing risks, such as advanced comorbid conditions that are more likely to impose harm or death, in addition to the risk-benefit profile that all adults should be considering. For example, a very high-risk older individual might forego statin therapy if they have a limited life expectancy due to advanced stage cancer. On the other hand, an older adult who's at moderate cardiovascular risk might opt for statin therapy if cardiovascular disease is the most likely cause of harm or death during their lifetime. Statins are well tolerated, and the incidence of life-threatening adverse effects, such as rhabdomyolysis, is very rare, even in older adults. The most relevant clinical evidence for primary prevention with statin therapy in older adults comes from the PROSPER trial, which was a mixed primary and secondary cardiovascular disease cohort of adults aged 70 to 82 years old who were randomized to receive either pravastatin or placebo. Overall, the PROSPER trial demonstrated a significant cardiovascular benefit with pravastatin among these older adults. However, the hazard ratios for the composite of coronary heart disease death, non-fatal MI, and non-fatal stroke in patients with and without cardiovascular disease were 0.78 and 0.94 respectively, suggesting that older adults without vascular disease probably require more time to benefit from statin therapy and probably explains this discrepancy in hazard ratios. Given the extremely advanced age of PROSPER participants, it is likely that too few primary prevention patients lived long enough to realize this benefit. There are two other studies that I think can provide us some of the important information as well. In the HOPE-3 trial, adults with intermediate cardiovascular risk had a lower cardiovascular event rate if they were receiving 10 milligrams of rosuvastatin. Importantly, the benefits of rosuvastatin were not different between adults who were above and below the 65 years of age cutoff. Similarly, the JUPITER trial, which also utilized rosuvastatin, found a similar cardiovascular benefit in the older and younger subgroups of patients. The reason that HOPE-3 and JUPITER were successful, whereas the ALLHAT-LLT subgroup analysis was not, is likely due to the greater LDL cholesterol lowering seen in HOPE-3 and JUPITER. Getting back to the present analysis, the overall utility of this study beyond the existing evidence is minimal, in my opinion.
So, Leo, I want you to imagine you're seeing an obese 89-year-old African-American male in the hypertension clinic today. And in addition to his high blood pressure, the patient has chronic kidney disease with an estimated GFR of 32 mils per minute and osteoarthritis. A patient currently takes lisinopril, amlodipine, simvastatin 20, low-dose aspirin, and nebumetone, as well as omeprazole to prevent NSAID-induced gastric ulcers. Now, the patient has no history of cardiovascular events, but states his father and brother both died before the age of 65 from heart disease. His blood pressure today is 144 over 52, and his heart rate is 86 beats per minute. The patient states he feels pretty good, no chest pain, shortness of breath, or stroke-like symptoms, but his joint pain limits his ability to get around and get things done. Would you recommend that this patient continue statin therapy? Would you favor switching this patient to a different statin? Would you make any other changes to this patient's current medication regimen in order to reduce cardiovascular risk or to reduce the risk of adverse events from statins or his other medications?
Stuart, this is definitely an interesting patient case. This patient has several CVD risk factors, including age, ethnicity, hypertension, CKD, and obesity. So he's certainly at risk. And at this point in his lifetime, I wouldn't be surprised if he has at least non-obstructive coronary artery disease. His wide pulse pressure is also consistent with aortic vascular disease, further making coronary disease likely. His family history is important, but luckily for him, he's already outlived his father and brother. I would also evaluate his lipid panel if available. He doesn't have any major life-limiting comorbid conditions. In this patient, I would recommend continuing statin therapy. Even if the benefit that he realizes is small, such as avoiding a planned revascularization, I think the statin is worthwhile. Although simvastatin would not have been my preferred first-line agent to start, I would not switch him at this point since he appears to be tolerating this particular medication. There's also several other important cardiovascular risk reduction strategies that this patient could benefit from. The first strategy that comes to mind is maintaining lean mass and muscle strength. This patient could also benefit from controlling his blood pressure, and a goal of less than 120 millimeters of mercury systolic would not be unreasonable given the pre-specified sprint analysis of older adults. Avoiding NSAIDs, especially those with preferential COX-2 inhibition, would also provide incremental benefit for this patient. In terms of other risk reduction strategies beyond the cardiovascular realm, this patient could benefit from changing his nebumetone to at least ibuprofen or ideally acetaminophen, which would also allow him to stop taking the omeprazole. This patient could also consider stopping the aspirin therapy given his advanced age and the possibility of continuing to take NSAID therapy, further compounding his risk for a GI bleed.
So Leo, I want to thank you for joining us today to discuss the use of statin therapy in older adults. And it's clear from your comments that you believe that the all-HAD LLT subgroup analysis in older adults really doesn't add that much to our current understanding about the risks and benefits of statins in older adults, and that in general, you'd still continue to recommend statin therapy for those age 65 and older and those age 75 and older, particularly those with multiple risk factors and certainly for those with pre-existing cardiovascular disease. Well, tell us what you think. Only iForum or X members can leave comments and use the interactive features on the site. You can become a member of iForum or X. It's free. Sign up today. And until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iForum or X, signing off.